The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey, I don't think you're supposed to be taking walks from the beach.
Ba-do-zap, ba-do-zap.
Opinions is a rectum.
Let's go, Red Sox!
Season four, your mom's a whore.
Pizza time.
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow.
Wall dick, but yeah.
She made out with my dad.
I have four recliners. He has three.
Hello! Welcome to the show. Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's the Toucher and Rich program. No Fred, no Rich, no Wallach, no Nick, no Dan, no Mike. It's Joe Murray and three-time Super Bowl champion.
We want the big ring and the big house. You, Kevin. We'll be here.
We're still here. It's funny because like this
from
is,
yesterday.
This
We're
is
still here.
This is the fill-in season though. Like tis the season for fill-ins. Like it is, so you know it's funny. It's funny, Ted, because I told
some people like that. Some people don't.
Some people like the fill-ins because it's like
the regulars.
Oh jeez, you know. Like yesterday, I got you know how one thing with Felger and Mass, who by the way are the most listened to show in like the world. No lie. You see the ratings? And this isn't like, oh, I'm pumping the sports up
definitely
ratings.
Definitely not.
But like,
I know you're not doing that.
But like, this
but yeah, I did. And most, I'm like, I still can't believe the numbers.
Congratulations, everybody in the sports.
Way thank to go, you, sports
thank
up.
You, thank you, listeners.
Yikes.
And like, I get it. This is the place, man. People are coming to 98.5 The Sports Hub for sports content, but you know, we do a lot of different things too. But I get it. You guys like my favorite fill-in team. Like, cool, thanks, man. Like, you know, then Monday I go back to my real job.
You
know what I mean?
Like, you get that sugar high.
Ted's like, all right, what am I doing? Am I doing Channel 5 this week? Are we doing, you know, doing it on Sunday?
Back to my independent contracting.
Yeah, exactly. I call it civilian job, you know. We just go back to that. But, you know, the one thing I was going to say about the Felger Madden show was, that one of their big things is don't cross sports. Like, you know, you can't cross sports. You know, they're both big Felger Mass thing.
Yeah. Very difficult to do in this business.
Yeah. And so this week I'd be like, let's not cross sports, you know? And then somebody goes, Joe, you know, that's what we like about the fill-ins, that you guys can do the things that you can't do on the other shows. So I guess I do apologize, for sometimes trying to stick with the program. You know, if it works, why mess it up?
Right.
Yeah, it's true. Like, let's not compare sports. But we're both here. I think we're dragging a little bit. I'm dragging a little bit.
Yeah, I give the outward appearance that I'm dragging. I don't want, when I'm going to try and deliver.
I'm
going to deliver. I'm going to wake up here. But yeah, I would say my morning got off to an inauspicious start. But I got here, barely.
Well, so that brings up something for me, like, if I was late, okay, this is my real job. I'm like, going in late today. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, see what they do.
Sending a text.
We're coming 10 minutes
I'll send
late.
A text. Like, hey, bro, man, I'm running a little late.
Yeah.
I'll still get my coffee. You ever notice that when someone's late? I work in an office job. Well, everybody works
from home.
Time
to stop and get a little Dunkin'.
But it's like, but when people are late, though, they're always going to, they still got their Dunkin',
yeah.
Right? They
yeah.
still got their coffee.
Yeah.
They still got their breakfast sandwich.
They're not going to deviate from the routine just because they're late.
That's the way I roll, man. Yeah. It's like, bro, I'm going to be late. I need a coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since I'm going to be late, I'm getting a coffee. That's just how it rolls. I double dipped today. What I mean is I live in Peabody, but I'm like right off the highway. I can get to Route 1, 95, 93, you name it, in a minute. So I can choose my way into work. And I go Route 1. So essentially, for those who would know, You know, you'd see like the Sonic on your left hand side.
Do you like going down Route 1 in Saugus like early in the morning?
Dude, at 5 when, in the morning.
Nobody's out there.
Nobody.
It's like going down the strip in Vegas.
It is. Like, it actually is like going down
like,
the strip.
This is kind of cool. Like, it's Saugus isn't quite the Vegas strip, but you know what I'm saying.
Christmas tree stores lit up. The car dealers all lit up. You know, like I'm dry speed. See the big hilltop sign? I'm like, going to Starbucks right there.
There's one restaurant on Route 1 in Saugus that takes me back to my southern roots. Can you guess what restaurant might be on Route 1?
Is it Jimmy Steerhouse?
It's so random. You won't even. It's a chain. It's a national. It was a southern chain of restaurants that is so randomly been placed up here that it looks so out of place. My guess is it might be like the last Blockbuster out in Bend, Oregon kind of thing. Hmm. It might be the last restaurant of its kind in the country.
And it's on Route 1?
And it's on Route 1 in Saugus, but
it's not Border Cafe, is it?
That's a great guess. Great guess. Kevin, you got any guesses?
Hey, Kevin's from Saugus.
It's a restaurant, and it's tucked away a little bit off of the freeway, and it's my absolute, for the longest time, favorite hamburger. That should give it away. One of my favorite hamburgers of all time.
Favorite hamburger.
Yep.
And it's on Route 1.
Yep.
It's not Fuddruckers, is it?
Boom. There you go. That's it. Okay, it's not going to get you excited, people, Fuddruckers. But when I grew up as a kid, Fuddruckers was big down in Houston. I loved Fuddruckers. I thought the melted cheese was like the greatest. I can't believe this. Wait, you push this, you know, the knob down and cheese comes out on your burger.
Oh, baby.
And so anyway, there's a Fuddruckers on Route 1 in Saugus that I every now and then might stop into.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I didn't mean to derail you.
Listen, food talk.
There's no joy.
We haven't really done much this week.
People are asking for air fryer stories.
I air fried my leftover Kowloon yesterday. I had Saugus wings. I had essentially a poo-poo platter. Leftover. You have to put it in the air fryer. So listen, sometimes takeout leftovers can be tricky. There's certain things I just can't eat leftover. Some Mexican, I just can't do it again. I can't do it. Like, I don't know. Imagine like reheating a burrito.
Yeah, it's just the appearance of it gives you.
Now, you can always eat pizza. Like, pizza's an easy, like, hey man, let's pop this in there. Any kind of like pasta, boom, just pop it in. Yeah. But the air fryer is made for takeout. So yeah, I had maybe a poo poo platter, you know, chicken fingers, some fried shrimp in there, the teriyaki sticks, the wings.
My ignorance. I don't know exactly what the air fryer looks like. It's like putting it in a microwave.
It's a contraption that's square, and it has you open it up and it's a bucket.
Okay.
So essentially, you put food in the bucket. Slides in, hit the timer, boom. And I just dumped everything that was out left from the, you know, kind of put it in there. I did 370 for 7 minutes. And
people, we got to write this down. 370 for 3 minutes. Yeah, when you're
377 minutes.
For poo-poo platter.
Yeah, but I pulled it out when it was maybe like 2 minutes left, and it was perfect.
Perfect.
So maybe it was a five-minute guy.
Okay.
But yeah, I put it out, tasted just like I got it from the store. And because if you microwave it sometimes gets a little mushy.
Yeah.
So
that's why there's a lot of things I don't like to microwave. Because it comes out too.
Because you'll put it, see, I can't.
I like
wait,
to, I got to reheat
that's
it.
That's my problem.
In an oven.
Mine's more of a time thing.
Okay.
Like, I need
time
food
for it
now.
To be perfect. I gotcha. Fair enough.
But yeah, leftovers, incredible. Out of the air fryer, but I'm looking at Fuddruckers here. I didn't really know that it was like a hamburger joint. I've actually had a lot of their chicken there, which I really like.
You've never equated Fuddruckers with hamburgers. the reason I'm kind of surprised by it is just because the original Fuddruckers was like, you know, it was like a quarter pound or half pound with cheese or no cheese. And that was like the extent of their menu and french fries. And then they put in chicken fingers like 30 years ago, and then they added a hot dog. But that's basically kind of been they're known for hamburgers. But you like the chicken fingers.
There. Yeah, I've gone in there. I've had their chicken. I like it. Okay. So the other one that I've gone to is there's this huge Jordan's Furniture up in Redding. It's like this like IMAX theater, and they have like this what do they call it? Like swing thing for kids. What do they call it? grassroots or something up there? You know what I'm talking about, Kevin? What's that thing called? Where all those kids can like strap themselves in and like.
It's like the trapeze thing, right? It's like the grasshoppers, I think, is it?
Oh, then it jumps. They have a belt around them.
Exactly.
They can jump.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. One of those things.
Yeah.
And then they have a Richardson's ice cream, which is like, you know, a North Shore. Like, they just threw it right in the Jordan's furniture there. And then they have, like, you know how you go to the Bellagio and they always change the waterfall? Like, it's always different every single time. They have one of those.
Oh, go changing waterfalls.
I know. That's what TLC said. Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
But yes, they change the colors.
Yeah. So like they'll play music for like the kids, you know what I mean? And like go nuts. And then they have this giant candy store. And then there's a Fuddruckers.
The Bellagio?
No, sorry. No, at Jordan's Furniture.
My bad. Sorry.
No, I was comparing the water show.
Okay. Gotcha, gotcha.
But yeah. This is like this giant Jordan's Furniture.
It has a Fuddruckers in it?
And it has a Fuddruckers inside it.
In Reading.
Yeah, it's in Reading. Yeah.
I'll be damned.
It's nice in there, too. Like, it's easy to get to. Parking, boom. So that's what happened. I went in there one day for a lunch, and I was like, I'm not feeling a burger today. And I got some chicken fingers. The fries were great.
Excellent. I like the whole presentation.
So, you know what's funny?
Key to a good hamburger?
Tell me what your key to a good hamburger is.
Key to a good hamburger. Clear. I think what you can underestimate is just the quality of the bun. The buttered bun, toasted, is always kind of a staple of Fuddruckers, right? You get a toasted, buttery bun to go with your hamburger. Boom. That's it. It brings it all together.
Do you prefer your burger with the bun off the burger to start? Do you want it on there first?
I've never heard that even suggested. Like, I didn't know that was a thing.
So I'm not a lettuce tomato guy. Like, out.
I'm out of lettuce
tomato onion out.
On a salad, fine.
I want cheese, I want bacon, and then I want to choose my con. Like, do I want barbecue? Yeah. Do I want ketchup? I put ketchup on mine. You know, some people do pickles and all that. Nope. The bun's important because I'm not, this is probably funny when I say, I'm just not into a soggy bun.
I get you.
I don't want soggy bun.
Who is?
I don't want to pick up my food and have it kind of already, like the bread's already falling apart. That's an out situation.
Soggy bun.
I'm sometimes like that when I get a sub. I love a chicken parm sub. But if you're going to give me a chicken parm sub, by the time I pick it up, it's breaking. I don't want it.
Yeah. You want to bite into the bun and almost feel like a toasty kind of crunchy feel to it.
Yep. But I want to feel like the condiments that I put on the thing. Yeah. Like I want to feel the bacon. I want to feel the cheese.
Yeah. You don't want to get distracted with the extra accoutrement, like lettuce and lettuce and tomato.
If lettuce touches mine, I don't want any part of it.
I'm down with that.
Like, no.
Everybody puts lettuce. It's like, why do you got to put lettuce, celery, and onions like as the gratuitous topping to everything?
Doing also something that's funny. You ever notice like. I like buffalo wings. I'm a buffalo wing guy. I'm a wing guy. Just hook me up with wings. I'll eat wings all day long. But what's up with the garnish? Why do we need like celery and cold carrots and like the little green garnish that I don't care about? Who decided one day that wings and celery or carrot sticks go together? Where did that come from? I eat meat. I don't want the damn veggie.
Yeah. Preach, brother.
Where did that come from?
Balance? I don't know. Presentation? It's more about, you know, you got to have to present the wings in a way in which it looks appetizing. You don't need all that extra stuff to be, you know, hungry for those wings, though, right? But restaurants feel like they have to put a little extra in.
Yeah, well, what's up with the garnish?
I don't garnish.
Out on garnish.
I never thought we'd talk about this today.
No, not really. Who needs a garnish?
Yeah.
If I'm buying a burger, I just want the burger and the fries. You know, the garnish can be whatever I want for dipping sauces.
This is a dumb question. Isn't there certain garnish that you can't, like garnish? Can you eat a garnish?
I don't even know. It's just there. It's just there.
Is it called garnish because you can't eat it and it's just there to look nice? Or is it something you can eat?
Now you're. Because it looks like moss. It looks like something that was like from your kid's project at school. Garnish is a decorate or embellishment salad garnish with an orange slice.
With the orange slice, it's clearly edible then. So it's
like when I get a drink, right? Like let's say I get a sangria.
Yeah.
Okay. They're putting all sorts of fruit and all that in there. I mean, I'm like, I'm going to eat all this. Because at least I can identify the fruit.
Well, you're thirsty and you're hungry.
Yes. But like when they give me a burger and it's like, here's your fry. And then there's like this little green pet. Right? It's like this little green thing. I don't think you're going to. I like basil, but do I really need like the basil touch garnish on top of it? No.
Right.
I know.
Basil is a favorite for a lot of people's garnish. Mark not on garnish.
Mark in Medford's on the line. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. There's a place in Medford right near my house and where Stop and Shop is in Wellington. You ever go to Smash Burger?
Yeah, bro. Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Yep.
Dude, I got the double bacon smash and I got the spicy avocado Baja for my wife. Ooh. And two sides of haystack onion rings are the balls.
Dude, so listen, Mark, I love Medford. Like, dude, I could name you a laundry list of stuff.
Yeah.
Bob's Deli, of course, is like the main like thing in there. But like, dude, Tanash, if you want like some Mexican right in downtown, if you want a nice roast beef, you go to a little Alamo right in downtown.
Alamo.
They got a modern across the street, bro.
Yep, they got a Wingstop there too.
They do, and dude, one of my favorite Polynesian Chinese joints, Sai Bar. It's right, kind of like I don't know if you know what Jack's gas station is over there, but
yes, I know what Sai Bar is. But my favorite Chinese place is Tiki Island, Ba Nan.
Oh, the Tiki Island! Thanks, Mark.
Wait a minute. That's another restaurant that you see in the South that you never see here. In Medford, there's a Wingstop.
Oh, yeah.
Are there Wingstops all around here?
The only one I know of is in Medford.
I was going to say. It's like another Fuddruckers for me. It's kind of like, wait a minute. Are we back down? You know, are we back in the South again? So there's a Wingstop in Medford, Fuddruckers in Reading, and in
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, I don't know where there is another Fuddruckers. I guess I should just kind of. But, yeah, there's a Fudd's up in Reading. You know, it's funny. Somebody actually who wasn't from here recently was like, hey, man. Where do you think I can get the best burger in the area?
Uh-oh.
And all those Boston Burger, Smash Burger, you know, all those, like, burger joints. You probably, you know, you live in Boston, so you probably see them everywhere,
you think,
right?
Just, like, the burger chains?
They're good. No, not so much chains. Like, people are popping them up, you know? I guess, is Boston Burger a chain, I guess, if you think about it?
I don't know. There's a place called Boston. Just
and it's very Boston good. Burger. I actually saw the guy on a Guy Fieri show one day, He was on there.
Okay.
Yep. This was during the pandemic version. So they were like mailing Guy Fieri stuff.
Right. I kind of like those shows. Yeah, into his like sick house in Northern California.
It was him and his kid just hooking it up.
Talk about living the dream, that guy. You know, he signed a new deal for like $70 million with Discovery Channel.
Fine.
He deserves it.
You know,
I could get sucked into that show, and I don't even like to cook.
You know, there's like I watch Valerie Bertinelli now all the time. Like when she's on cooking, I told you there's a show called Girl Meets Farm. She's this little innocent woman, and her husband's out in the farm all day, and she's just cooking. And she lives by her means, dude. Like she, you know, they probably have a lot of money, but they live in a little ass house. You know, I watch all those shows. I don't know what it is. I'm hooked. And it used to be like that dude Carlo's Bakery there, the buddy. Remember that dude that was up in New York and, you know, always used the fondant on everything? Like, I'm over that guy. Like, I don't want the show reality anymore. Show me the damn food. How do you make it? How do you prep it? How long should I do it? Can you post the recipe? Thank you. Like, that's what I want. We made a Hawaiian. We made a prime rib this week. Hawaiian, a little Hawaiian salt from the land, from the island. And it made everything better. I really like a salty meat. I like a real salty meat. And this came from the actual island. And I think it gave it its nice salt touch, especially around the edges. So
Hawaiian food has its own particular kind of flavor and feel that's unique to Hawaii.
And there's an L&L in Vegas that I really like. But it is kind of fun. I don't want to do like best burger or anything.
Can we do
like that.
Random chains still in the Boston area?
So I'm going to go local. All right. There is a place, I think it's still in the area. I haven't been. I've been to the one in Lynn. And again, with the pandemic, I'm not sure what's happened anymore. But RFO Sullivan's, it's kind of like an Irish pub feel. There's one. There was one in Somerville. There's one in downtown Lynn. But, dude, this burger, it was basically like, yeah, this one's like the death burger. Like, this one's going to, like, you know, going to, like, basically, like, stop
your insides. Change your life forever. Maybe not for the
burger. No, it might kill you is basically what I was trying to say. It was like, yeah, you're going to eat this and die.
Eat at your own risk.
But, like, it's like the way that they, like, made the burger and then cooked the burger, it's on a great little bun that's not saturated wet or anything like that. And they put, like, onion ring right on top of the burger. Not the sandwich. On top of the bread.
On top. Oh, okay.
So gotcha. If you, it's your choice of having the onion ring or not, you know?
Gotcha.
The cheese oozes. But RFO Sullivan is a kind of a local joint. If you want a good burger. And their fries, they cut them from the potato. So, like, when you get their fries, they're actually, like, cut potatoes.
Fresh. Not, cut fresh.
Exactly. Not the frozen stuff that,
yeah.
you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
that other people are serving out there. But, man, I haven't had a good burger in a long time, man.
The way you said that, it's just like.
It was funny.
It's like we all. If you're not. I'm listening to you, and my heart goes out to you, Joe, the way you say that. It's like I feel bad for you that you haven't had a good burger in a long time.
I just haven't had a burger in a long time. I you know what's funny? I'm a big Five Guys guy. Their fries are incredible. But again, if you have like a peanut allergy or any of that, you can't do it.
Can't go there.
You'll die. you'll be in pain for like.
Well,
three
you
days.
Literally go in there and there's peanuts all over the place.
Yep.
So, but that's the first alert to you.
But you ask for a large fry, man, and it's like you're leaving with like a pound.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But there's something about that burger, man, when they put... See, I think it's when they put it in the tinfoil. It's like, there's the burger.
Keeps it sealed.
They wrap it in the tinfoil, and like, I...
Keeps all the...
It's just, everything's just fresh right in there.
Yeah.
So, like, when I feel the tinfoil, I feel it hot.
I get it.
And I'm like, oh, baby, this thing's going down.
It's so random.
And, like, you open the tinfoil, and, like, the cheese is just stuck to it. It's so good. Anyways, this is the Toucher and Rich program. Ted Johnson's here. He won 3 Super Bowls. He traveled around the world. He lived in Houston before. He's from California, and then he went to Colorado, and then...
Played 4 Super Bowls, 1-3.
Yeah, 4 Super Bowls.
What else can I tell you about him?
Now he works here with me.
I do.
Talking hamburgers and cheeseburgers.
I never thought, when I was a young boy, this is where I'd end up in life. Right here with you, Joe.
But hey, senior. Fun. Yeah, no, forget about that. Forget about playing in almost national championships. We're playing in the Super Bowl. Dad. We want to talk barbecue and burger with you. Anyways. All right, well, the people have...
I enjoy that segment.
The people are awake, at least today.
Let's get going, Boston. Come on.
Let's tell you what happened last night. And if you call a burger a brick, well, the Celtics were serving them up last night. And we'll talk about that next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
They've got the insiders.
Hey, Jeffy, hello, sir.
Insiders.
Maybe you know something. I doubt it.
No, I don't know anything.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night?
All right, we'll get into what happened last night in a minute here. And I'm sorry I didn't set up any sound for you here, Kevin. I really apologize. We started talking about burgers, and the show's over for me. I tuned in. I was alive for 5 minutes, but my Twitter handle at Joey Murr, yes. JoeyMurr. Here at Teddy J Radio. For those who want to write to us, Saugus isn't quite Vegas. Yep, that's right. Burger on a toasted English muffin is where it's at. I like a sausage. Yeah, so I don't know if I've ever really had a burger on an English muffin.
I haven't either, but I'm willing to give it a try.
I've definitely had burger on like white bread, you know, like a diner burger. A burger from a diner is kind of like a sneaky good burger.
Have you ever been to a diner that serves a burger like on Wonder Bread?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that kind of
like... That's how they did it in Roslindale when I used to go.
That's mind-blowing.
This place isn't open anymore, but... Bars were open till 2 a.m. in my area, you know? So really, the only alternative was now I think it's like a 7-Eleven, but, you know, they served sandwiches after 2 a.m. And then Charlie Chan's was open till like 3 a.m. in Jamaica Plain. So 4 a.m., Derner's Cafe, man, Rozzy Square.
You sail past the 2 o'clock window, then the 3 o'clock window. Yeah. It's like,
and then here's the 4 o'clock.
Left.
Exactly.
4 o'clock.
There's just one guy at 4 o'clock. I'm waiting. I'm standing outside. Bro, I need that burger, man. I need that burger with home fries, actually. I don't even do french fries with it. I do like the breakfast home fries.
Not a fan. Hey,
you know what's funny?
If you do home fries, they have to be small little cuts of fries.
That's what I like. Yeah, that's how
don't
I like
give
them.
Me the big, thick ones, please.
You know what's weird? I like steak and eggs. Like, if you're like, I like a good steak and egg every once in a while. But do you want an egg on your burger? Is that something that you like, that you prefer?
Tell you what. Not necessarily prefer, but don't mind.
Mm.
If that's your kind of, your thing is to put a egg on top, I think it presents well. I don't mind the messiness of it. Mm. I don't think it's... I don't think it takes away from my experience, but I don't know if it adds too much. How's that?
Yeah. And what kind of egg do you get? You probably don't want a runny one, right? I mean, maybe some people do.
No, people want the runny one.
You want the runny
they
egg,
want it
huh?
to. They want it to, once you break it, it runs all over the burger, yeah.
So my buddy owns this famous, very now famous, roast beef joint in Peabody. It's called Jamie's, my buddy Matty Marquis. It's now, I think it's got like the best roast beef. You know how they give awards now?
Yeah.
They got best roast beef in the area.
That's saying a lot around here.
So Instagram's now got me afloat because people are posting food now. And I'm like scrolling through and then I see food. And I'm like, ooh, where's that from? So he posted this meatball sub the other day. And it's like, hey, you know, all my Italian friends will love this. And it's a meatball sub with every cheese you can think of with an egg in it.
Huh.
And I was like, okay. Huh. I've never had a meatball sub with an egg before. I've had a burger with an egg. But, like, is there, like, a sauce to egg meat
ooh, good question.
Ratio? And again, it's flying off the shelves.
Yeah, the eggs are going quick, so get them while you can.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, and the sub's flying off the shelves, too.
Oh,
like,
subs.
Both. Everything's flying off the shelf these days.
Yeah.
So I've never tried
supply
the egg
chain,
on a meatball.
Chain issue.
Dude, I talked about this on Christmas Eve.
I couldn't get
find
Gatorade
egg.
Anywhere.
I couldn't find eggnog. Gatorade, you said?
Can't find Gatorade.
Dude, something's going on.
Can't
I love
G2.
The 2 for $4 Cool Blue Gatorade.
Yeah, can't find it.
I can't find it.
If you can find G2 anywhere in Boston, please let me know. I can't find any Gatorade's hard to find, but the G2 is impossible.
There's a gas station down the street from here I try to go to before I come in here. The place got pillaged. It's gone. There's no Gatorade. I don't know what happened. Did the delivery stop in the last week or so?
Supply chain.
Really?
Supply chain.
Gatorade?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's like they see this stuff coming, you know, a mile away, right? Because it just all gets backed up. It's your Gatorade is stuck in a I don't know some waterway in Panama somewhere, right?
Yeah,
now.
Remember that ship that got held up that day?
Yeah, that ship has screwed it all up. That's why you can't get your Gatorade,
and that's why there's this chip shortage that's happening too. Nobody can buy a damn car anymore because that, too.
Your chip is on a on a boat somewhere in Panama or wherever, somewhere, some riverway in Africa.
Well, I'd like my Cool Blue Gatorade. They're 2 for $4. It comes in the big bottle. I have to use this instead. Powerade. Whatever that is.
Powerade. Unless they advertise here, then it's the greatest.
I'm not a Powerade guy. Okay. And when I was a kid, we in our vending machine in our high school had All Sport, which had like a little bit of like carbonated in it, and I hated it. And Shaq was like the sponsor guy. You know what isn't Shaq the sponsor of? By the way, nowadays
that's so true.
He's like
he's everywhere.
He's got the Shaq-a-roni now.
He does. Yeah. He's got the
Shaq-a-roni. Yeah. He's got the athlete's foot. What doesn't Shaq endorse these days?
Yeah, the insurance, right?
He's got the General, I think.
General, yep.
Snoop Dogg's got the General, too. He, like, wrapped the version of it. Anyways, more RFO Sullivan's in Somerville is the best. Thank you. Tri-K Katie's. I've heard that. I gotta get my ass over
I've
there.
I've heard somewhere. That a few times, and that's a name you don't. Was it Katie's? King Kate?
K Katie's.
Yeah. There's a few of those. Okay, I've been to K Katie's.
Someone asked me if I'm high. Your descriptions of food lead me to believe you have the munchies. No, this is called a wake and a take.
Yeah.
this is a wake and a take, bro. Where can I get good Hawaiian barbecue? Now I don't know. The only Hawaiian food that I know in the area is like poke. Poke bowls. I'm not a poke bowl guy. There's too much vegetables.
It's too much. Right? Yeah, I'm with you on that.
But no, there is a place called Manoa that's in Somerville. If people like that for Hawaiian food, but the breakfast sandwich with fries at Five Guys. Whoa!
They don't. I didn't know they serve breakfast. They don't serve breakfast, do they?
No, but Taco Bell does now. Would you do that? Like a nice burrito in the morning?
I mean, does Taco Bell at 2 in the morning count as breakfast at Taco Bell? I mean, maybe back in the day, I would go to Taco Bell. The only time I went to Taco Bell was I would put money on the Taco Bell in Boulder, Colorado. It was probably the most successful Taco Bell in the country. Back in the day. Think about it. 2 o'clock, everybody goes to Taco Bell. After all,
yeah, but there's no like food truck or like.
Well, there is now. I'm just saying, circa 1994.
Yeah,
I bet you no Taco Bell in the country is pulling better numbers than that Taco Bell.
So, dude, in Boston, I don't think we had one until. So there was one. You'll probably remember, the Walpole Mall. There was one right on Route 1, right there. Every time I left a game or was going to a game,
Mall. Is that still there?
It's still there, bro.
Is it really?
Oh yeah, they used to have an Old Country Buffet in there. You got to remember that.
I do.
It's funny because I used to see like a lot of the players in there. The Walpole Mall's still going, by the way. I'm trying to think of what's over there. There's a Texas Roadhouse over there. I don't know how you feel about them, but they make sure you're hungry. Like, they make sure you eat, by the way, at a Roadhouse. Some dude, Ryan, checking in. I work for Pepsi. We're getting Gatorade back in now, the 28-ounce. The 20-ounce has been out for a while. Ted's right. Supply chain problem. Wow. Someone gave a shout out to Petrillo's and Peabody, which my favorite Italian joint in the area is Reno's in Boston, but you can't get into the place. It's like one of those backdoor Italian joints that like you got to wait in line to get into forever, and you're like eating in their kitchen, and their bathroom is like in their kitchen.
Well, that's part of the charm, right?
Exactly. But Petrillo's, Mikey, Linda, Dom, I know the whole family. They are the best Italian not going into Boston. And they're in Peabody, which is down the street from my house. So
to give it a shot, but
I've been there a lot. All right. Well, whatever. Have I tried Boston Burger Company? Everyone keeps asking me. I have. Yes, it's incredible. I know we kind of ate up the segment there. So we might as well just talk to JD on the Mass Bike. Hey, JD.
You guys have never had breakfast Italiano?
So I've never had a meatball sub with. So again, dude, I grew up with all like real Italians, and they're like, "Oh, you never had the egg?" I never have.
Oh, it's eggs with potatoes, your choice, and a meatball and sausage from the Parkway
Diner. That's like the real Italian way, right?
Sounds so good. I've never seen that.
Phenomenal. Must try.
Yeah, my buddy at Jamie's up in Peabody's got one, and it's flying off the shelves. Kyle's in Billerica. What's up, bro?
Hey, I've been meaning to try Jamie's for the last, like, I don't even know. Like, they just keep popping up in my Instagram feed.
Check this out. I saw Kevin Maggiore one time at Jamie's. He was in there with his old man, and I'm just humping along trying to get a takeout. And I walked in, and they're like, oh, hey, Joe, your food's ready. Well, Kevin's already been in there for 20 minutes. This is a true story, all right, Kevin? You can confirm that, right? Like... Go ahead.
Yeah, no, they got like fried chicken sandwiches and burgers too, like outstanding looking ones too. It's not just roast beef.
Yeah, he used to be the chef at Alto Forno, if you know where that was, across from the North Shore Mall there. And okay. He started his own joint. Good dude.
Gotcha. Yeah, look it up. So the burgers I have are, first of all, do you know Cobblestones and Lowell?
I've not been out to Lowell, but that area, dude, is so improved. That and Haverhill. Yep. Those areas are really improved.
So Cobblestones in Lowell. You could also do their sister restaurant. It's called Stone Social in Nashua.
Okay.
A couple more would be you tried Renegades in East Boston. Outstanding.
I can't get in that. Right. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Renegades in East Boston. I swear by these. It's like, you know, the caramelized onions, aioli, you know, that type. Oh, Ward 8. In Boston, it's like right outside the North End, kind of like near the little bit near the Garden.
Yeah.
Ward 8, and then I guess the last one would be a place called Commonwealth in Cambridge.
Yeah, I've been to the Commonwealth. Yeah, I like Commonwealth.
Yeah, that's excellent. Good. Yeah, try that burger if you haven't.
All right, bro.
Good. So, good advice right there. I'm writing all this down. Cobblestones, Jamie's,
good advice.
Renegades.
Jamie's is in Peabody, but it's really like on that like Salem line. So if you ever want to do like, you know, hey, let's go to Salem for the day and go see witches and gravestones.
Is it a hole in the wall or is it like a
it's I mean it's a roast beef
roast
joint.
Beef joint. Okay. Yeah. All right. You go up there.
I don't know if you really eat inside there. They have seats, but
that's
like
right. It's just more about just getting your food and getting in your belly, not like sitting down. Okay.
No, and dude, don't get me wrong. I love a roast beef. Like I mean there's something about once you cross that Tobin Bridge, man, and there's a roast beef joint everywhere.
I will say the key for me is, and it might sound weird, it's like a New York deli sandwich. The meat to bread ratio has to be right, and the meat has to be thinly sliced. If it's a thicker cut of meat, I don't like.
How do you feel about an onion roll?
Out on onion rolls.
You know how they like serve like the super beef?
Yep.
Why is the super beef always on the onion roll?
Yep.
Why can't I get a regular bun on a super beef? So I go with two junior beefs. I'm a two junior beef guy, three-way, mayo, sauce, cheese. Sometimes I go with just the James River sauce and the cheese. Sometimes the mayo, you know, it depends on the day of the week, I guess.
Interesting. Okay.
But we're on the same page. We don't want a mushy bun. The meat to bun to keep it all in ratio
is important.
The other thing I like about Jamie's is they don't wrap it up in that like cake batter. What's that wrapper? You know what I'm talking? You know that North Shore wrapper I'm talking about, Kevin? You know like when you get a roast beef, dude, and they put it in that like, they wrap it up twice in like that like wrapper thing?
Talking like wax paper?
Yeah, wax paper. Yeah. Well, Jamie's puts it in a clamshell. You know what I'm saying? Little box, the little clamshell box they open up it.
Yeah.
So it's not like already like messy. Because, like, it's hard to eat a roast beef in the car. There's certain things you don't eat in a car, right? Like, I'm a fast food. I'm on the run all day. I got to get something to eat. I got to come in.
So do you ever choose places where the food travels better than other food?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like Mexican doesn't really travel well.
Breakfast, like, pancakes doesn't travel well.
Pancakes does not travel well.
Barbecue, quite honestly, more times than not, doesn't travel well.
No. Not really, but...
But sometimes there's a way in which you prep it, and you store it, and you present it, that it can travel better maybe than other places.
That's right. That's why I think a lot of people are just doing takeout, like, you know, McDonald's and all that kind of stuff, because it goes down the hatch real quick and real easy, and it does the trick. All right, well, I guess we should talk about the Celtics game last night. I apologize for this.
Dude, it was, you were feeling it. I was feeling it. I think the people have enjoyed it.
It's a little different take, right?
It's a different sound than you're used to hearing.
It's like a different show, actually, all together.
Good show.
Can you believe the bricks that team was throwing up there last night?
Yeah,
we'll get into that.
I was a little bit disappointed in a couple guys in particular.
Yeah, okay.
Well, but I got to call them out.
I have a take on last night's game. We'll do that after the headlines.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
They get you going.
In fairness, we have to make up for not watching the game.
Every day.
I might watch a baking show.
Toucher and Rich.
What do you expect me to do? Watch every basketball game?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the Clippers, without Paul George, will sweep the season series from the Celtics. Jaylen Brown misses in close. A fitting end to this one. As the Celtics, after a gallant effort in Milwaukee on Christmas Day, have 2 back-to-back horrific offensive games, and they drop 3 games under 500 with their 8th loss in their last 11 games. The final score, LA 91, Boston 82.
All right, back here 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I love Grandy, but a gallant effort against Milwaukee on Christmas Day? I guess, offensively speaking, but... the game didn't end well. Anyways,
yeah, I apologize for a 4-minute segment here. Oh. That's my fault. Because, you know.
I don't know. I don't think people had any issues with the, you know, you talking food. I mean, the Celtics.
We got all
day. Are they worthy of 4 minutes of our time?
Well.
There's a lot going on there. Let's face it.
I just would like to say that. Weird take. I actually thought they tried hard last night. And I've been saying for a while that I kind of would rather watch a team try hard than, like, be successful. And I watched them try, and they just suck. And I know a lot is to do with Jason Tatum. So, like, they're not going to be good without Jason Tatum. All right, so that, we make that clear? But I kind of like how they tried, even though, like, they suck.
Wow. We're in Boston, Massachusetts, right?
Yeah.
This is the best sports town in the country, right?
Yeah.
And you are saying at least they tried.
I am saying that because I don't think they do try every night.
Okay. So look at where we're at right now. We are literally what you are saying right now is, in fact, I wrote some stuff down. You basically set up for what I was writing down last night when I was watching the pregame. Joe, I don't mean to steal your thunder.
If you were
winding up to go into some monologue, I apologize. But I have to just say this. So Perk was on the pregame yesterday. Celtics, phenomenal job. I don't know about that red suit you're wearing on Christmas Day, but if anybody can pull it off, it's you, Perk. So Perk in pregame was talking about what you were just talking about. Hey, effort. Try hard. In the entire pregame, this is what Perk talked about. Okay, what you just talked about. This is Perk on the pregame. He's talking about playing hard for 48 minutes. And it's not about the X's and O's. It's about effort. This is what he said in the pregame. It's time to start benching guys who don't play hard, right? If Jason Tatum isn't playing hard, put him on a bench. Teach him a lesson. Okay, it's time to do that. have to start holding guys accountable. Start to start saying, hey, you know, you're not playing hard. Call them out. Put them on notice. Put them on blast so everybody sees that. And players usually, more times than not, the ones that have any competitive fire will respond positively to that. Stop playing cool, is what he said. And then he said, Ime can't worry about being their friends. He has to worry about just doing his job. That was the whole pregame. My point is, we're not talking strategy. We're not talking about the other team. We're talking every single day about just giving maximum effort. And that's where we're at right now with this team. You're talking about, hey, they tried hard. They tried hard. Perk's talking about, hey, they just got to, they got 48 minutes. They got to play 48 minutes. The point is,
Perks,
it's unbelievable.
Perk's the analyst. I'm just the guy that's watching. And we both mentioned effort.
The point is, analysts, guys that played the game, that know this game inside out, have been deduced to, they just got to play hard. Like, there's no strategy talk. It's unbelievable how people talk about this team now. And you're saying, hey, at least they played hard. It's like, that's where we're at with this team. If they play hard, it's noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate that. Because we don't see that. And that's kind of a sad state of affairs for this Celtics program.
I will let you know that I watched a boring-ass Clemson-Iowa State game instead of whatever the Celtics put on last night. And I had a little investment in Clemson, don't get me wrong.
I'm guessing you would. Well, by the way, real quick, not to get sidetracked, what was the spread on that game?
3-2, Clemson.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Clemson.
I think Iowa State should have rolled, personally. The great coach, better quarterback. This kid, DJ Uiagalelei, was supposed to be like one of the top quarterbacks for Clemson. Can't throw.
Wow.
They're in trouble. They just lost their best defensive coordinator, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if Clemson's in trouble.
We'll find out.
Anyway, but we digress.
Yeah, because it's all about trying hard. No, yeah.
So you like the defense? I mean, let's face it.
No, I didn't like anything last night. All I saw was like...
You didn't like the effort on...
I watched the game and I go, you know what? This is more enjoyable to watch than Jason Tatum ice hole ball.
All right, so real quick, let's look at the guys that got the lion's share of the minutes. Al Horford, okay, plays hard. Al, I don't know if Al ever does.
I thought Robert Williams busted his ass.
Robert Williams, 28 minutes. My man.
14 rebounds.
Nice little double-double for him. I wish we could get more points out of him at the end of the day. 16 points is a good line. But you know what I mean? I just wish there's more.
With all the second chance points last night, he should have had 30. And the way that they couldn't shoot the ball, they didn't even look inside. That pisses me off. There's still value in the league with throwing it inside.
Well, they you know the Celtics, you throw a little 2-3 zone at them. Yeah, or 3-2 zone, whatever it was. And they it's like they don't know what to do with themselves. Yes. Yeah.
Well, we'll continue this.
It's amazing when a team plays zone, whether it's in the NBA or in girls' high school basketball, how
everyone's confused.
Nobody knows how to get the ball inside.
Remember Gordon Hayward? He's the zone. There's difference in the zone.
Zone beater, yeah.
Yeah, how'd that work? We'll do more on the Celtics today. Plenty of Patriots stuff out there. Burt Breer will join us today. And Dan Lifshatz will join us in our Bankroll Boys segment that we'll do next here on 98.5 The Sports. But first, this hour has been brought to you by Spartan Safe, which is a great company. There's no better way to protect your prized possessions than with a safe from Spartan Safe. Visit their showroom now in Wellesley to check out their quality features and fire ratings for yourself. Bankroll Boys next.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.